Great to have your company wherever you're listening to Dwayne's World, 1300 736 736. Tony in Frankston, Jimmy in North Melbourne, definitely coming to you if you don't mind holding the line. But Dr. Peter Bruckner has been good enough to give me a couple of minutes of his time, long-time sports doctor, Olympics doctor as well. And loved what he had to say on Gerard Whateley's program a week and a half ago, giving us clarification on the situation for the AFL. The goalposts have moved a little since, and he's been good enough to join us again. Welcome to you, Doctor. Thanks for your time.
No problem, Dwayne.
Let me ask you a pretty basic question first. How do players come out of 4 months of 3 months of training by themselves and jump back into AFL footy? That's going to be fairly difficult for them to keep their fitness up and keep their motivation up, especially if they're living in a unit and not a place with a big backyard.
Yep, big challenge. And every club is meeting as we speak to discuss those very issues and putting things in place for individuals to maintain their fitness. But I think, you know, the point you make about the mental side of it is just as important. I mean, you know, they've had this big high of round one, and everyone is, I'm sure every footballer now is feeling very flat. And, you know, there's enough social isolation in this world as it is without any more social isolation. So I think, you know, there's real issues both maintaining the physical side of it but also keeping their mental health in good shape.
And the allowance of players to be able to go down the park and have a kick of the footy, just two people together, all those kind of things, it's going to be a bit of a strange environment to know exactly what is allowed and what isn't allowed.
Yeah, we're waiting for further guidance on that. As I understand it, all the from the AFL point of view, all the football managers are meeting this afternoon, and they'll be told the AFL guidelines on those sort of issues. And I would imagine those guidelines will then spread out among community sport and amateur clubs and so on. So I think we should know a little bit more by the end of today about the sort of guidelines, whether you can go and have a kick with a teammate, you know, as long as you stay, you know, 1.5 metres apart, et cetera, et cetera. So those sort of issues, we're hoping to get some guidance from the AFL this afternoon.
And they'll put a limit on the number? I presume they'll allow the one-on-one, but look, I could be proven wrong. What would you suggest might be allowed?
Well, I would have thought maybe up to, you know, three or four or even five or six people getting together, but with certainly within definite guidelines. You know, again, just that separation. If they're going to use a ball, obviously they want to be careful about the potential for the ball to act as a vector. So you'd be disinfecting the ball before and afterwards, you know, doing all the hand washing and so on. So the issue of how many people, there's no real... You can't say definitely, you know, it should be one or two or six. I mean, we're all really, you know, just guessing in this whole game because we've never gone through anything like this before.
So what about you and everybody that goes for a run with two mates in the morning three times a week? Where are we at with that? You can still go for a jog. That's still allowed. But if there's too many people at your local track, well, or at your local oval, you have to be careful with that as well. Not everyone has a park next door that they can go for a nice peaceful jog on their own, and if you do, how many people can you jog with?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we should be, I mean, I certainly think continuing to exercise is really important, particularly if you're a regular exerciser. It's really important both for your physical and your mental health. Exercising in groups is obviously out. I think the same criteria go for exercising as everything else, maintain the 1.5 metres. So you go in a little, if you want to go in a group, just stay that distance apart. Obviously, you can't all go off for a coffee afterwards as you might normally. But, you know, the same sort of principles as far as, you know, separation and so on, as physical separation.
So are you seeing a lot of people that do still bike ride, that still go on a bike ride in the morning with their mates because they still do that? You see that as, and I know you see it as because you've said it, but it is just important for their mental health to be able to feel like you're living some sort of life with normality, but also... A lot of people who are addicted to exercise, like I am a little bit, you kind of don't feel right unless you do something every day or every second day.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with that, Dwayne. And certainly at this stage, I mean, maybe there'll be further restrictions put on further down the track. But at this stage, it's certainly okay to continue exercising. Just don't be too close and personal to the people you're exercising with.
Physiotherapists, doctors, obviously still... operate, physiotherapists, masseurs? At what level will we see businesses of that ilk stay open in the coming weeks?
Well, as I understand it, at this stage, they're still open for business. And obviously, it's up to each individual whether they want to, you know, keep their appointment with their physio or their masseur. I think that all those practices are very aware of practicing in a safe way. So they'll be keeping their distance as much as they can. But obviously, if you're a masseur or if you're hands-on sort of physiotherapist, you can't keep 1.5 metres away from someone. But they'll be careful not to breathe or cough or sneeze or anything like that. Certainly, if you have any symptoms, you certainly shouldn't be going to your physio or your masseur. So if you're unwell at all, but at this stage, as we understand it, it's okay to keep your appointment with your doctor, physio, masseur, or whatever.
Do you think clubs will, if they've got the opportunity to send food packages to players to make sure they eat fairly healthily, they'll do some sort of workout system online? So if a player, most players, I presume, would have a treadmill at home, so they would still have some opportunity. And this is for the general public as well. Doctor, they do have still access to, once upon a time, a gym instructor might do it at the gym, but they now have the online platform to be able to do it, to still work in groups together, even if you're physically not next to them?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you don't necessarily need equipment to do exercise. You can do plenty of exercise in your lounge room. There are online, exercise tutorials, if you like. There's plenty of that stuff on the internet if you need guidance. You don't necessarily need weights. You can use your body. There are lots of body weight exercises you can do to maintain your strength. Lots of workouts, lots of circuits that are available. So you don't, gyms are obviously closed, but that doesn't mean that people who normally exercise in that sort of way need to stop exercising. They just need to find an alternative online at home and, clear your lounge room floor and start doing your workout.
Dr. Peter Bruckner is with me. Doctor, the Olympics, it was highly unlikely when you were on air a week and a half ago. It's moved into the almost impossible to see it going ahead bracket, surely.
Yeah, I think any day now they will announce that the Olympics are going to be, we think, postponed. I think the most likely thing is to try and have them 12 months later. That's obviously up to a decision for the organising committee. But yeah, I think I said on radio a couple of weeks ago it was 50-50. Well, certainly now it's absolutely certain that the Olympics won't go ahead. As much
some
for their, the
simply,
inability for athletes
that...
to prepare, the issue is preparation as much as anything. I mean, we don't know what things are going to be like at the end of July, but we do know that for the next 2 or 3 months, it's extremely difficult for athletes to prepare. Travel has been stopped. So I don't think they've got any choice. And I think they've realised that in the last week or two. I mean, I think they obviously had to maintain that it was going ahead for a while there just to keep everybody happy. But the reality is hit now. And I would imagine before the end of this week, there'll be an announcement from the IOC.
So they've got weather issues in Tokyo. Do you see a one-year postponement? Is that what you're looking at, do you think?
I think so. I don't think it's practical to say 6 months because then you're in the middle of winter in Tokyo. So the problem with a one-year postponement is that the sporting world runs on a four-year cycle, dependent on the Olympics. So, the year after the Olympics, you have the track and field world championships, for instance, and every sport has its cycle that revolves around the Olympics. So it's going to create havoc among all the different sports. But I think, rather than cancel the Olympics, I think it's a better result to postpone them for 12 months.
And it would be unfair if some countries have athletes that can train, like we could, and other countries don't.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yes. And obviously the whole idea of getting people together, even by July, there's still going to be, plenty of pockets of coronavirus around the world. And so, are we going to say that, this country can come and that country can't? So just not practical at all. So I think the obvious step is to postpone. And hopefully, in 12 months' time, we'll be in a lot better situation.
And a quick one, because we've got to take a break, but will it be dangerous later this year for people from outside of Australia to come here for a major tournament if all of a sudden you're gathering people from various countries together again?
Look, I just don't think, we just don't know at this stage. We're really dealing with something we've never dealt with before. And, you know, we like to sort of use history for these things, and we don't have any history. So I just think it's impossible to say at the moment. This is just changing every day, as we know. And trying to predict what's happening next week, let alone what's happening in 3 months' time, is just impossible.
Well, even in the last 10 minutes, Canada has announced that they won't be sending their athletes to Tokyo, even if the Olympics did happen in 2020. So I think that's going to, the ICC is just going to have to come out and make a statement in the next, well, 4 or 5 hours, probably. Great to have you, Doctor. Yeah. Always enjoyable for me to be able to listen to you talk and pick your brain. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure, Dwayne. See you, mate.
Look after yourself. Dr. Peter Bruckner having a chat and giving us some advice there. Matty Keenan just sent me a text. Cycle on your own. Group rides. You don't want to be falling over and blocking up the hospital system. Absolutely. That's one thing you don't want, heading to hospital right now with a broken leg or arm asking for some treatment. So, yep, go out there and ride on your own, run on your own, or if you're going to jog with another person, keep your spacing 5 metres behind. Jimmy in North Melbourne, Tony in Frankston, coming to you after a break. You're with Dwayne's World.